Welcome to episode 867 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Several Old Testament figures serve as types of Christ, providing foreshadowing of his ministry, sacrifice, and kingdom. These individuals, through their lives and actions, prefigure Christ in various ways. Adam, the first human who ever existed, is sometimes referred to as the first Adam, while the Apostle Paul describes Christ as the last Adam. Adam's role in the fall of man sets the stage for Christ's redemptive work. Where Adam's disobedience brought sin and death into the world, Christ's obedience brings righteousness and life. Called the father of faith, Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son Isaac on Mount Moriah in Genesis 22 prefigures God the Father's sacrifice of his son Jesus Christ. Abraham's faith and the covenant God made with him also foreshadow the new covenant in Christ, through which all nations would be blessed. As a deliverer, lawgiver, and mediator between God and Israel, Moses prefigures Christ's roles. Jesus is the ultimate deliverer, freeing humanity from sin. He fulfills the law and mediates the new covenant between God and humanity. A shepherd who became king, David represents Christ's role as the good shepherd, and the promised king from David's line who would establish an everlasting kingdom. David's victories over enemies also foreshadow Christ's victory over sin and death. Joshua's name is the Hebrew equivalent of Jesus, and as the leader who brought Israel into the promised land, Joshua typifies Christ, who leads his people into the ultimate promised inheritance, the kingdom of God. Daniel, the Hebrew prophet, embodies characteristics and experiences that prefigure those of Jesus, making him a compelling type of Christ in several respects.
Today's top 10 list.
10 comprehensive and compelling reasons to consider Daniel as a type of Christ.
Number 1.
Righteousness and obedience. Daniel's life is marked by unwavering righteousness and obedience to God's commandments, even in the face of adversity and the potential for severe punishment. He refuses to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and continues to pray to God, despite a decree that made it punishable by death. Similarly, Jesus leads a sinless life, fully obedient to God's will, even to the point of death on the cross. Both figures exemplify perfect obedience and dedication to God, serving as models of faithfulness and integrity.
Number 2.
Purity in the midst of corruption. Daniel remains untainted by the corrupt influences around him in the Babylonian and Persian courts. He refuses to compromise his dietary laws and maintains his integrity in the administration. Similarly, Jesus lives in a world filled with sin and temptation, but remains without sin. Both figures exemplify living a holy life amidst a fallen world, showing believers that it is possible to be in the world, but not of it.
Number 3.
Wisdom and understanding. Daniel is endowed with an extraordinary spirit of wisdom and understanding, able to interpret dreams and visions that baffled the wise men of Babylon. In a similar vein, Jesus possesses unparalleled wisdom and insight, astonishing the teachers in the temple at a young age and consistently outwitting the scribes and Pharisees with his teachings. Both Daniel and Jesus are recognized for their divine wisdom, which they use to reveal deeper spiritual truths and to serve God's purposes.
Number 4.
Persecution. Daniel faces persecution because of his faithfulness to God, most notably being thrown into the lion's den. This incident foreshadows Christ's experience of suffering, death, and resurrection. Both can be seen as figures who suffer for a greater good. Jesus' ultimate sacrifice is central to Christianity, and Daniel's oppression, beginning in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, foreshadows Christ's suffering for his people. Daniel finds himself at odds with the governing powers due to his steadfast faith and integrity. Despite his high position, he is targeted and conspired against by other officials who sought his downfall. This scenario echoes Jesus' experience of being rejected by the earthly authorities, including religious leaders and the Roman government, culminating in his crucifixion. Both their stories highlight the tension between living a life dedicated to God and the opposition that often comes from the world.
Number 5.
Deliverance. Daniel may have been cast into a lion's den, yet God delivered him, shutting the lion's mouths and preserving his life. Jesus faced ultimate persecution on the cross, where he died for humanity's sins. But God raised him from the dead, conquering death itself. Both Daniel's deliverance and Christ's resurrection demonstrate God's power to save and his sovereignty over life and death. And note that both Daniel and Jesus are not only delivered, but they are both exalted. Note what Daniel 6 verse 28 says about the Hebrew prophet. So this Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Daniel's experience in the lion's den and what happens afterward prefigures Christ's humiliation and subsequent exaltation. Jesus suffers and dies on the cross, but is raised from the dead and given a name above every name at which every knee should bow. Both narratives showcase the pattern of suffering followed by divine vindication and exaltation, affirming that faithfulness to God, even unto death, leads to ultimate glory and honor in his kingdom.
Number 6.
Unwavering prayer life. Daniel's commitment to prayer is central to his narrative, with his practice of praying 3 times a day, even when it meant facing death in the lion's den. This mirrors Jesus' own dedication to prayer, often withdrawing to solitary places to commune with his Father. Both figures underscore the importance of prayer as a lifeline to God, demonstrating reliance on divine guidance and strength in every circumstance.
Number 7.
Intercessor for the people. Daniel frequently prays and intercedes on behalf of his people, seeking God's mercy and forgiveness for their collective sins. Daniel also serves as a mediator between God and the Babylonian and Persian courts, communicating God's messages and judgments to kings and rulers. This mirrors Jesus' role as our high priest, who intercedes on behalf of humanity before God. Their intercessory roles highlight the importance of mediation between God and his people, underscoring their compassion and desire for reconciliation.
Number 8.
Pointing to a greater kingdom. Daniel's visions, particularly in Daniel 7, introduce the concept of an everlasting kingdom led by one like a son of man, a clear reference to the Messiah's eternal reign. Jesus is the fulfillment of this prophecy, inaugurating the kingdom of God through his life, death, and resurrection, and promising an eternal kingdom for his followers.
Number 9.
Revelation of the end times. Through visions and dreams, Daniel is given profound insights into future events, including the rise and fall of empires and the ultimate victory of God's kingdom. Jesus, too, speaks extensively about the end times, providing parables and teachings on the signs of the age's end, the judgment to come, and the establishment of God's eternal kingdom. Both Daniel and Jesus serve as God's messengers, revealing his plan for history's culmination and offering hope for the redemption that awaits God's people.
Number 10.
Divine favor. Both enjoyed special favor from God. Jesus, the Son of God, is the ultimate example, but Daniel received visions and interpretations directly from God. Daniel's life and ministry offer a profound type of Christ, showcasing themes of righteousness, wisdom, persecution followed by deliverance, and a mediatorial role that points to the greater work and kingdom of Jesus Christ. In Daniel's life, we see themes of prayerful dependence on God, rejection by earthly powers, prophetic revelation of God's sovereign plan, and the path from suffering to exaltation. Through Daniel's example, we see a foreshadowing of the Messiah's character and mission, underscoring the continuity of God's redemptive plan throughout Scripture. Through Daniel's exemplary life, believers are encouraged to pursue righteousness, seek divine wisdom, intercede for others, and trust in God's sovereign power over life and death. Father, thank you for the life of Daniel. May his example give us deeper insight into the life and ministry of Christ and provide lessons for how we ought to live in these last days. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.